Carol Ofori.
All right, that's it. It is KZN's number one hit music station, and I have made the promise to you as well as myself that as the build-up to Wednesday, we will be speaking as much as possible to the IEC to get more details on how we can make the process smooth and nice for you, okay? Because come Wednesday, we are voting. More than 1.6 million people have registered to cast their special votes in the 2024 national and provincial elections, and that has begun today. Now, voting stations have been open since 9 and will close at 5 p.m. today and tomorrow. This is for the special voters. IEC officials are also visiting homes and institutions of care for those who require assistance. And then on Wednesday, the rest of us will head in our numbers to go and make our mark. Now, with me again, friend of the show, I can officially say, IEC Head of Outreach in KZN, Dr. Nonhlanhla Hlongwane. Welcome. Welcome, Doctor.
Thank you so much, Carol. It's a busy few days in the history of politics in South Africa.
Absolutely. A busy, busy start. Doctor, I guess I'll start with the first thing. How is the first day of the special voting been going? Have they been, I've read some reports about pockets of intimidation. Is that all rumors? Is it all nonsense? How was your first day?
Oh, it started a little bit rough, I would say, in the morning, where there were incidents of intimidation, like you were saying, but those were quickly contained by the law enforcement agencies, where there were service delivery process that was starting to flare up in certain areas of the province, but yeah, those are subsided, and right now things are going smoothly,
Okay. All right. So just for clarity, special voting is happening today and tomorrow. Polling stations opened at 9 a.m. this morning and will close at 5 p.m. today, correct?
Yes, exactly. That's true, Carol.
Remind us, what do we bring with us to come and vote? Do we need a pen? There was a rumor you need a pen.
I heard that rumor and it's totally false. We provide pens and our pens are working perfectly. In every voting booth, there will be a pen that is perfectly functional, Carol. So voters need not bring their pens. They can bring their smart ID card, not the smart shopper, no. smart card, the green barcoded ID, or a valid temporary identification certificate that is available from Home Affairs offices are open today. They will close at 5 o'clock today and tomorrow for people to specifically get their temporary identification certificate. Even on Wednesday, Home Affairs offices will be open. So we need a valid TIC, the temporary identification certificate, because it's issued in maybe 3 months validity period or with a 6 month validity period. So it has to be valid today and tomorrow and or Wednesday, Carol.
Okay, got you. So all you need to do is bring your ID, your proof of ID, as well as yourself. That's it, right?
That's it. And then you can go about your business after voting, Carol.
All right.
We are visiting homes and we are receiving people that are that applied and they approved for special voting today and tomorrow, Carol.
All right. Now, on Wednesday, what time will polling stations open on Wednesday and what time will they close?
That's a very good question. Thank you so much, Carol, for that. Today, the administration of special voting stations was from 9 to 5. But tomorrow, on Wednesday, voting stations open at 7 a.m., and they close at 9 p.m.
Okay.
That is when the last person in the queue votes, that's when the station will close. And you'll start the process of counting votes inside that voting station where people have voted. Voting ballot papers are not transported anyway. They are simply counted where voting
Okay.
It's conducted as soon as people finish voting count.
All right. I have a message here from a lady who claims that she went to go and vote in the special voting this morning and her ID was scanned and she was told that she had voted already. If you encounter a situation like this where you are going to vote for the first time but are told that your ID is reflecting as having voted, what process do you follow?
The presiding officer must check the voter's thumb for the ink.
She says she was not checked.
If she has voted or not, she has to be on the approved list that we have at the voting station.
Okay, so she says her thumb was not checked and she doesn't have a mark, but she was told this. Is there like a place you can call, email, or what? What do you do when your hands are tied like that?
They can call our offices, toll-free number that they can call and verify. Because our systems, you know, there's no way that a person who applied for the special vote and was approved would not be allowed to vote. So I don't know what happens if the gadget that you use says that a person has voted. There must be something that went amiss there.
Okay, so, all right. Fantastic. My next question comes from Lerato. It says, "Hey Carol, Lerato here. I registered to vote with my expired temporary ID. Can I use that to vote too?"
Expired? No, it has to be current. Mm. And no, it has to be valid either for 3 months or for 6 months. But within this voting period, the temporary ID certificate must be valid in order for the voter to be allowed to cast their vote on Wednesday.
Got another message here from somebody saying that they have an elderly person that they are escorting to go and vote. And the elderly person is going with a minor. Is the minor able to mark for the elderly person? Are they able to essentially mark, put the X and vote on behalf of the elder?
Unfortunately, no. A minor cannot assist the voter. Okay. To cast their vote, the person has to be registered to vote themselves. Mm-hmm. To cast the vote. Otherwise, at the voting station, the presiding officer can assist the elderly person to cast their vote.
Okay. Is there any?
An underage person cannot assist the person to vote.
Okay. Very clear. All right. Last question is. Wednesday, we've admitted there was some pockets of intimidation earlier this morning, but law enforcement stepped in and sorted that out. How prepared is the IEC for safe, free and fair elections come Wednesday morning, especially in KZN?
Carol, I can assure KZN that the province is secured. We are working very closely with the Department of Community Safety and Security. We are working with private security companies. We are working with the South African Police Services. We are working with the South African Defense Force just to make sure that the election is secured. The voting stations are not disrupted. People are not unduly influenced to vote for political parties. People have to make their own choices. So we are very much confident in our security services that no shenanigans are going to take place and elections go rampant.
Okay.
Yes, no disruptions are anticipated, and we've had a briefing with the security agencies. We have the intelligence. We meet with the intelligence authorities of the country.
Okay.
Very, very often, I'm not going to disclose, you know, the time.
Absolutely.
But they are on the ground. They are sourcing in information, and they will be quick to act.
Okay.
If something happens, that's the police service. Yeah.
And doctor, one last question. Sorry, coming in is elderly, pregnant women, people with small children. Do they get to jump the queue, or you wait in line?
Well, we have trained our staff to be a catcher to people, to if they come out to the voting station, they can be allowed to jump the queue.
Okay.
People, you know, we have queue workers, people that are employed specifically to check out the queue at voting stations. And if they see somebody that has difficulty walking, or if they need some type of assistance that can be taken ahead of the queue, of course, you know, explaining that to the people that are already standing in the queue. So those are manners, are part of a training tech when you train people that assist us at voting stations. Yes, people that are pregnant, it doesn't matter how pregnant you are. If you say you are pregnant and you want to go in, then you'd be allowed by the queue worker to jump the line and go ahead of other people. If you are elderly and if you have difficulty walking or if you're disabled, you can definitely jump the queue.
All right, doctor, please answer the phone again same time tomorrow, because we're going to call you again tomorrow and we'll probably call you on Wednesday as well. So please keep the phone on. We'd love to touch base with you again, and all the best, okay?
Thank you so very much, Carol. All the best to you, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much. Bye. That's Dr. Nonhlanhla Hlongwane from the IEC. She's the head of outreach in KZN. If there's any pressing questions I did not get to today, please send them to us, 061-792-9495. We will be talking to her tomorrow. We will be podcasting this conversation if you missed the conversation. I think the big highlight is all you need is a valid ID on you to vote. Everything else is taken care of. And secondly, come Wednesday, the polling stations will open at 7 a.m. and then close at 9 p.m.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.